Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. Another year draws to a close. Another cycle of effort, intention, and distraction has passed. The question that matters most remains the same. How did you live? Did you honor the promises you made to yourself? Did you follow through on the habits you swore to build? Did you release the things that drained you? Or did time slip quietly through your fingers again, familiar, comfortable, and wasted? It is a question few answer honestly. Most drift through the days, busy but not directed, occupied but not fulfilled. Each year becomes a repetition of the last. New goals, same patterns, temporary motivation, slow regression. The Stoic refuses this loop. They pause and examine, not with guilt, but with precision. Where did discipline hold? Where did comfort win? What became of the energy that was meant to change everything? Now imagine yourself beyond the present moment, not as fantasy, but as projection. Imagine yourself in December of next year, before the new year is about to begin. You have become the person you hoped to be. You're in the best shape of your life. You got rid of a bunch of toxic habits, relationships, and emotional baggage. You became the parent, the leader, the person you hoped you would be. The distractions that once ruled you have lost their grip. The habits you struggled to maintain are now natural. You stand with calm confidence, sharper in mind, steadier in spirit. How did that happen? It did not happen by luck. It happened by design. Transformation never arrives by chance. It arrives through deliberate construction, one disciplined decision at a time. The Stoic knows that the future is built in silence, in the moments no one sees, where the question of who you will be is answered by what you choose to do now. The world resets in silence. Another year begins, and most people believe the change happens on the calendar. But nothing truly shifts until something shifts within. The Stoic understands that a new year does not bring transformation. Decisions do. A single moment of clarity can divide the life you've lived from the one you're about to create. Change does not announce itself. It waits for you to begin. The beginning is not ceremonial. It is the foundation. Every future outcome stands or collapses upon it. Seneca once wrote, "Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end." The Stoic accepts this truth, that to begin something new, something old must end. The closing of one chapter is not loss, but transition. Plato wrote, "The beginning is the most important part of the work." He understood that the start determines the structure, that the smallest motion can decide the trajectory of a lifetime. The Stoic treats every beginning as sacred. Each new morning is a chance to shape identity through discipline. Momentum is not found, it is built. You begin acting with strength before you feel strong. You begin acting with clarity before you understand everything. The act of beginning is what creates direction. Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. This is where transformation truly begins, not in inspiration, but in repetition. What you repeat becomes who you are. Every action is a vote for the person you are becoming. Plato said, "Character is destiny." The Stoic lives by this law. The habits you form now will shape the strength, the peace, and the resilience you carry forward. This is not about waiting for the new year to change. It is about becoming someone new, beginning today. The question remains, who will you be when these beginnings take root? Every person steps into a new season, carrying the weight of their habits, the echoes of their choices, and the architecture of their discipline. The Stoic looks forward not with fantasy, but with clarity. The future is not an accident waiting to happen. It is a structure being built in the present. Each decision, each repetition, each act of restraint constructs the foundation of what is to come. The person you become is already forming in the patterns you practice now. Who you will be depends entirely on what you choose to do when the moment to act arrives. Time passes in silence. Most people do not hear it until it has already taken something from them. A year dissolves, and they call it routine. They wake, they work, they sleep, and they tell themselves they are building towards something. But they never stop to ask what is actually being built. The question is not about the calendar, it is about the person who moves through it. The shape of the days becomes the shape of the mind, and the mind becomes the architect of the life that follows. When the year ends, the mirror always asks the same question: who did you become? The Stoics believed that time is the one resource that cannot be replaced. Seneca wrote that people are frugal with their possessions, but wasteful with their time. He said that nothing belongs to us except this moment. To waste it is to trade life for nothing. That idea still cuts sharply centuries later. Each passing day carries a quiet cost. Every distraction, every excuse, every delay compounds into something permanent. The person who does not decide who they will become becomes nothing specific. The mind drifts toward the lowest demand, not the highest calling. The next chapter of your life will not appear on its own. The Stoic does not wait for inspiration. They build their identity through repetition, habit, and self-command. Marcus Aurelius wrote that the soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. Every repeated action leaves a mark. Every indulgence in weakness shapes the pattern of character. The disciplined person understands that small choices are not small. They are architecture. The structure of the next decade begins with the smallest decision made today. Many people approach change as if it were an event. It is not. Change is repetition with direction. The Stoic knows that excellence is not achieved by bursts of effort, but by the quiet, relentless return to principle. Aristotle wrote, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Habits are not emotional, they are mechanical. The disciplined mind does not negotiate with comfort. It repeats the right motion until it becomes identity. The question is not what you plan to do. The question is what you will become capable of doing because of what you practice daily. Most resolutions fail because they are declarations without architecture. The Stoic treats every goal as a system of actions. A strong mind does not depend on motivation. It depends on design. Systems survive emotion. Habits survive fatigue. Structure builds freedom. To design who you will be, you must begin with clarity. The Stoic strips away the illusions that distort the self: comfort, praise, fear, and comparison. Each one drains attention. Each one weakens resolve. The mind must become quiet enough to see its own shape. Clarity is not a feeling. It is the elimination of noise. The more you remove, the stronger you become. When a person no longer seeks ease, the path ahead simplifies. Most suffering in life is self-inflicted through avoidance. People suffer twice: once in imagination and once in reality. The Stoic practices facing reality directly. Epictetus said, "It is not events that disturb people, but their judgment about events." To see clearly is to suffer less. To act clearly is to waste less time. Discipline is freedom from confusion. Each year, many will speak of goals, few will speak of standards. A goal is a wish, a standard is a boundary. The Stoic sets standards that are not negotiable. They do not depend on emotion or environment. They are lines drawn into the character itself. Once crossed, they redefine the self downward. The disciplined person understands that the smallest compromise erodes the foundation of everything built before. Integrity is not about perfection, It is about precision. It is about protecting what is sacred within. The question of who you will be is answered by what you will no longer tolerate. Weakness does not announce itself loudly. It arrives quietly in the form of small excuses, comfortable rationalizations, and delayed intentions. Each one corrodes something invisible but vital. The Stoic treats comfort as a test. Ease is not a reward, it is a warning. The person who resists comfort does not grow tired, they grow formidable. Identity is forged through confrontation. No one develops strength through admiration. The Stoic learns through resistance. Every difficult moment is a forge where impulse and reason collide. The disciplined person enters that forge willingly. They understand that pressure is the sculptor of endurance. The more one avoids difficulty, the more fragile they become. Strength grows only when tested against weight. There is a kind of peace that can only exist in motion. The Stoic does not seek stillness through retreat, but through mastery. Calm is not withdrawal, it is control. Marcus Aurelius wrote that true power is to remain the same in all conditions. That constancy is built through training. Each day is a repetition of this test. Can the mind remain ordered when the world is disorderly? Can one remain disciplined when comfort tempts? Can one remain silent when anger provokes? These are not philosophical questions, they are daily practices. To live with order in a chaotic world is a radical act. The modern mind is fragmented by noise. It is taught to react, to consume, to chase novelty. The Stoic moves in the opposite direction, toward simplicity. They reduce the unnecessary until what remains is essential. The essential is always the same: self-control, clarity, endurance, justice, purpose. Everything else is distraction. To become someone new, you must destroy the habits that preserve the old identity. Most people cling to their weaknesses because they are familiar. The Stoic sees this as decay disguised as safety. Growth requires sacrifice. To become who you are meant to be, something must be burned away. Seneca wrote, "He who suffers before it is necessary, suffers more than is necessary." The mind must stop rehearsing loss and start rehearsing discipline. Every morning, a decision is made. It is not about what you will do, but about what kind of person you will be while doing it. The Stoic begins each day as a blank slate for virtue, courage, temperance, justice, wisdom. These are not ideals to discuss, but actions to perform. The more they are practiced, the more natural they become. Virtue is not a decoration, it is armor. To those who believe they have no time, the Stoic replies, "You have exactly enough time to live well. Every distraction is a theft from that time. Every complaint is a confession that the will is untrained. The disciplined person wastes nothing. They extract meaning from repetition. They find value in fatigue. They measure progress not by achievement, but by control of self." Most people fear aging because they confuse youth with potential. The Stoic understands that the passage of time is not decay, it is refinement. Experience sharpens awareness. Loss deepens perspective. Endurance strengthens the will. A person does not become weaker with time, they become revealed. The question is not how old one is, but how disciplined one has become. To look back at the year and feel regret is not failure, it is feedback. The Stoic does not indulge in guilt, they analyze. Regret is a teacher, it points to patterns, it exposes the gap between intention and action. To close that gap, one must live deliberately. The unexamined day becomes the unexamined life. Reflection is not nostalgia, it is strategy. You are not defined by what has happened. You are defined by what you decide to do next. Each day is a new contract with yourself. The Stoic signs it with action, not words. They do not ask whether they feel like training, focusing, or improving. They ask only whether it is right. Emotion fluctuates, principle remains. The disciplined life is not glamorous. It is quiet. It is built in solitude, away from applause. The Stoic works unseen. They are measured not by how much they show, but by how little they need. Power that must be displayed is weakness in disguise. Strength is silent when it is real. The person who commands themselves does not require validation. Every habit either reinforces control or weakens it. Every word spoken either strengthens clarity or scatters it. Every choice builds or corrodes discipline. The Stoic watches these details carefully. They understand that excellence is not achieved through intensity, but through consistency. The small repeated act becomes the foundation of identity. When fatigue arrives, the untrained mind retreats. The trained mind resets. It does not negotiate with exhaustion. It simply returns to the task. Endurance is not the absence of fatigue. It is the mastery of it. The Stoic treats each difficulty as training. They do not wish for lighter burdens. They wish for stronger backs. To build a life of order requires confronting chaos daily. Discipline is not rigidity. It is adaptability under pressure. The Stoic bends, but does not break. They respond without resentment. They adjust without complaint. They maintain structure without losing calm. That balance is the highest form of strength. Every weakness in life begins with indulgence. Every strength begins with restraint. The Stoic trains in restraint as a soldier trains in tactics. They know that every indulgence weakens command. Pleasure is not the enemy, but dependence on it is. True freedom is not the pursuit of desire. It is the ability to decline it without conflict. People speak of freedom as if it were found in options. The Stoic understands that freedom is found in clarity. To act without compulsion, to decide without confusion, to move without hesitation, that is freedom. The person who must negotiate with their impulses is enslaved to them. Self-control is the highest form of power because it cannot be taken by circumstance. The modern world glorifies stimulation. The Stoic glorifies simplicity. Simplicity reveals truth. The less one needs, the more one sees. Clutter in the mind leads to confusion in the will. A clean mind acts decisively. A noisy mind delays. The Stoic keeps life austere so that thought remains sharp. People often ask how to stay motivated. The Stoic would answer, "Stop needing to be. Motivation is fragile. Discipline is constant." The person who trains their will no longer depends on inspiration. They act from identity. They do not wait for energy. They create it through motion. Action precedes feeling. When the external world grows chaotic, the Stoic turns inward. They protect the inner citadel. Marcus Aurelius described this as the fortress within, a place that cannot be invaded by noise, envy, or fear. That inner citadel is built from daily silence, daily reflection, daily detachment from trivial things. The more one strengthens it, the less the world can disturb it. To know yourself, you must observe what disturbs you. Anger reveals attachment, fear reveals control, envy reveals comparison. Each emotion is a signal of where freedom is missing. The Stoic studies these reactions not with judgment, but with precision. Self-knowledge is not comfort. It is clarity purchased through discomfort. The disciplined mind moves toward difficulty on purpose. They seek resistance because resistance refines. When life becomes too easy, they raise their standards. When things grow uncertain, they train harder. They are not chasing results. They are chasing resilience. They know that when the external world changes, only resilience endures. The person who leads themselves does not fear solitude. Solitude is the laboratory of strength. In solitude, distractions dissolve and truth appears. The Stoic uses solitude to examine their motives, to realign their values, to restore discipline. Solitude is not isolation, it is calibration. Without it, the mind loses signal. When others waste their time in complaint, the Stoic practices acceptance. Acceptance is not surrender, it is focus redirected. The energy that would have been lost in resistance is now used in reconstruction. The Stoic does not fight reality. They operate within it efficiently. They see obstacles as raw material for progress. Epictetus taught that the chief task in life is to identify what is within our control and what is not. The person who masters this distinction lives with calm under any condition. To try to control what cannot be controlled is madness. To neglect what can be controlled is negligence. The Stoic masters the controllable, their thoughts, actions, and reactions. Everything else is accepted as part of nature. The disciplined life is built from repeated alignment. The mind must be aligned with principle, the body with routine, and the spirit with clarity. Each day is a chance to realign. The Stoic does not chase perfection, they chase precision. They adjust, they refine, they correct. Over time, this alignment creates momentum that feels like destiny. The question of who you will be is not answered in the future. It is answered in repetition, in endurance, in the small acts of control that compound into strength. The Stoic does not wait for a new year to become new. They understand that every sunrise is an invitation to begin again. The disciplined person builds quietly while others wait loudly. They know that transformation is not promised, it is earned. Who you will be is already forming in the decisions you make after this sentence. The future is not a mystery, it is a consequence. The Stoic does not predict the future. They construct it through action. What you repeat, you become. What you become, you live. The choice is not complicated, but it must be made consciously. That choice begins now. Before anyone can become what they hope to be, they must define it. The Stoic begins not with desire, but with decision. Epictetus said, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." The modern world reverses this order. People chase activity without clarity. They fill their days with motion and call it progress. But the Stoic understands that direction is everything. Without it, effort is wasted energy. The mind must first form the image of who it intends to become. Then it must act until that image becomes real. Identity is not a matter of inheritance or circumstance. It is built through consistent self-command. The person who does not decide who they are will be shaped by the environment, by distraction, by emotion, by the expectations of others. The Stoic resists this passive formation. They live with intent. To say to yourself what you would be is not fantasy, it is declaration. It is the foundation upon which all action rests. Self-definition is a form of discipline. It requires the courage to strip away illusion. Many people speak of wanting freedom but avoid the responsibility that creates it. Epictetus warned, "No man is free who is not master of himself." Freedom is not the absence of restraint. It is the command of the self in the presence of temptation. The disciplined person is not controlled by impulse. They do not seek external permission to act. They rule their own will. The modern individual often confuses choice with freedom. There are endless options, yet few possess control. The Stoic sees that without mastery, choice becomes chaos. True autonomy is internal. It is the ability to direct thought, emotion, and action toward a purpose. The person who can do this cannot be enslaved by circumstance. They cannot be corrupted by praise or weakened by criticism. Their direction is self-chosen and self-enforced. To define what you would be, you must begin by defining what you will no longer be. Every identity is shaped by rejection as much as pursuit. The Stoic rejects disorder, excuses, and emotional instability. They build their self-image not from what is fashionable, but from what is enduring. Their measure of worth is not comparison, but integrity. When they say to themselves what they would be, they are not describing ambition, they are describing order. The disciplined mind treats freedom as a craft. Each day is practice. To master oneself is to master the one thing that cannot be taken away. Power, status, possessions, even health, these can all be removed by fate. But self-command endures. It is the final domain of sovereignty. The person who governs their mind governs everything. In a culture obsessed with appearance, the Stoic focuses on substance. Image fades, character compounds. The modern world encourages people to perform rather than to become. But performance without identity is exhaustion without progress. The Stoic measures themselves by internal consistency, not external attention. When they act, they do so from principle, not impulse. When they speak, they mean it. When they commit, they follow through. Freedom begins where dependence ends. The Stoic does not depend on the approval of others, the validation of results, or the comfort of ease. Each dependence is a chain. Each attachment is a weakness waiting to be exploited. To master oneself is to remove these chains one by one. It is not isolation, it is purification. The fewer external conditions required for calm, the stronger the foundation of the self. Self-mastery is built through confrontation with the self. The Stoic observes their thoughts as a strategist observes the battlefield. They see impulses arise and decide whether to act on them. They do not allow emotion to dictate motion. They understand that reaction is a form of surrender. The mind that reacts without command has already lost control. The mind that responds with clarity has already won. To live without self-command is to live at the mercy of the world. Every inconvenience becomes suffering. Every criticism becomes injury. Every obstacle becomes defeat. But the Stoic who rules themselves turns each of these into opportunity. Difficulty becomes training. Criticism becomes feedback. Obstacle becomes exercise. The world no longer dictates their condition because their condition is chosen from within. Freedom without structure decays into indulgence. The Stoic builds structure through principle. Principles are not restrictions. They are reinforcements. They prevent collapse. The person without principle is constantly reinventing themselves without progress. The Stoic refines, but does not abandon their framework. They evolve within order. Growth does not require chaos. It requires consistency. Mastery is not about domination of others. It is about the dominion of the self over its lower tendencies. The Stoic does not seek to control people. They seek to control perception, reaction, and effort. The highest authority is not external leadership, but internal law. When the will becomes law within, external law becomes irrelevant to peace of mind. Self-mastery begins with awareness. One cannot rule what they do not observe. The Stoic practices attention. They study where the mind drifts when left alone. They watch what provokes emotion, what triggers weakness, what tempts distraction. This awareness reveals the architecture of the self. Once known, it can be rebuilt deliberately. To be free is to be reliable to oneself. Many people cannot trust their own promises. They say they will rise early and do not. They say they will stop a bad habit and relapse. They say they will begin something important and delay. Each broken word weakens self-respect. The Stoic guards their word fiercely. What they say to themselves becomes law. To break it is to commit an act of internal treason. The will is like a muscle. It strengthens under resistance. Every moment of temptation is a moment of training. Each time one chooses discipline over indulgence, clarity over chaos, action over hesitation, the muscle grows. Self-mastery is not an instant transformation. It is a long apprenticeship. It demands patience, repetition, and honesty. Those who seek quick change often abandon it when difficulty appears. The Stoic remains until mastery replaces effort. To live by reason is to live above reaction. The Stoic does not deny emotion, they discipline it. Emotion becomes information, not instruction. Anger signals a boundary. Fear signals uncertainty. Desire signals incompleteness. Each emotion has value when interpreted correctly. The person who rules themselves does not suppress feeling. They steer it. They use it as fuel for right action. The modern mind seeks stimulation. The Stoic seeks stability. In stability, the mind becomes sharp. In stimulation, it becomes scattered. The world rewards those who chase novelty, but wisdom rewards those who cultivate depth. The Stoic trains attention as a craftsman trains precision. They know that the ability to focus is the foundation of freedom. Freedom also requires courage. It takes courage to define yourself in a world that profits from your confusion. The Stoic resists the temptation to be everything to everyone. They choose alignment over approval. Every time they say no to distraction, they say yes to their higher aim. Freedom is not given, it is declared and defended daily. The path of mastery is often lonely. Few understand the discipline required to remain self-governed. The Stoic accepts solitude as a companion, not a punishment. They know that greatness grows in silence. The crowd will not cheer the disciplined life, but the disciplined life does not require applause. Its reward is freedom itself. Epictetus spoke of freedom as the ability to live according to nature. To live according to nature is to live rationally, to act with justice, to speak with honesty, and to endure with courage. The person who aligns their life with these principles finds peace even in hardship. The external world loses its power to disturb. Mastery replaces anxiety. To decide what you would be is to take responsibility for your own becoming. It is to stop waiting for permission to act. The Stoic does not wait for the perfect time. They use the present moment as the only available battlefield. Each decision either strengthens or weakens identity. Each day is an opportunity to demonstrate command. The question of who you will be is not answered through dreaming. It is answered through discipline. The Stoic writes the answer with consistent action. The untrained mind drifts between impulses. The trained mind moves with direction. That direction becomes destiny. The future is not written by hope, but by habit. Those who master themselves no longer chase control of the external world. They understand that fate cannot be changed, only met with strength. What can be changed is perception, focus, and effort. The Stoic sees life as a series of controllable responses within uncontrollable conditions. Freedom exists in that small but powerful space between event and reaction. When the Stoic looks at the year ahead, they do not ask what will happen. They ask how they will respond to whatever does. They define themselves not by circumstance, but by conduct. This separation between life and reaction is where mastery begins. Control of the self transforms every situation into a chance for growth. Self-mastery is not the absence of failure, it is the ability to recover without collapse. The Stoic fails cleanly. They analyze, adapt, and continue. Shame is useless. correction is power. Each mistake becomes a lesson in endurance. The person who cannot fail gracefully will not succeed sustainably. Freedom grows in proportion to self-discipline. The more one can command themselves, the less the world can command them. The Stoic does not fear control, they fear the lack of it. Self-control is not suppression, it is direction. It channels energy toward what matters. It preserves clarity when emotion threatens to distort perception. To live with self-command is to live with calm in the midst of storm. The world will always be chaotic, but the person who rules their mind carries order wherever they go. Their actions are deliberate, their words are measured, their emotions are balanced. They become a living example of strength without aggression, peace without passivity. The Stoic who has mastered themselves no longer needs constant affirmation. They know their values and they live by them. This independence of mind is the highest wealth. To be free of internal conflict is to be rich beyond measure. The disciplined person walks lightly because they carry no contradiction. Mastery is not a destination. It is a continuous act of renewal. Each morning, the Stoic recommits to principle. Each evening, they review their conduct. This cycle never ends because self-command is never finished. It is not perfection, it is practice. To rule oneself is to engage forever in this deliberate alignment between thought, word, and action. The future does not belong to the distracted. It belongs to those who can direct themselves. The Stoic walks with intention through a world of noise. They are unmoved by praise and undeterred by difficulty. Their calm is not born of luck, but of labor. They have done what they had to do. They have become what they said they would be. The disciplined life is not easy, but it is clear. In clarity there is strength. In strength there is peace. The Stoic understands that the only freedom that endures is mastery of the self. Everything else is decoration. Every external change eventually fades. What remains is the mind that rules itself and the person who has fulfilled the command. Say to yourself what you would be and then do what you have to do. Seneca once said, "Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity." The Stoic does not wait for fortune, they prepare for it. Most people speak of luck as if it were magic, a force that chooses randomly who will rise and who will fall. The disciplined mind knows better. What looks like luck from a distance is often the visible result of invisible work. Preparation is not glamorous. It is repetition in silence. It is the steady refinement of skill, the correction of weakness, and the refusal to drift. Opportunity reveals those who are ready. The rest call it unfair. The Stoic understands that chance cannot be controlled, but readiness can. Opportunity does not announce itself politely. It arrives disguised as difficulty, fatigue, or uncertainty. Those who wait for the perfect moment never act. Those who train for every moment act effortlessly when the chance appears. The prepared mind does not panic. It recognizes the pattern of events and moves with precision. What others call coincidence, the disciplined see as consequence. Most people imagine that success is an act of luck or timing. They overlook the thousands of repetitions that built the ability to recognize and seize that moment. The Stoic does not believe in luck as fate. They believe in readiness as virtue. Preparation is not only for achievement, but for endurance. To be ready for opportunity is to be equally ready for loss, for delay, for change. True preparation strengthens the will, not just the plan. The world is unpredictable. The Stoic accepts this as fact, not tragedy. They do not attempt to control events, they control response. Preparation begins in this mindset. The untrained mind reacts to surprise with fear. The trained mind meets it with calm. A Stoic prepares for volatility by hardening perception. Nothing that happens can be entirely unexpected when one expects the unexpected. Calm is a form of readiness. The person who waits for opportunity to arrive will be ruled by chance. The person who prepares daily creates opportunity from circumstance. Each repetition, each act of discipline, each correction builds readiness. Seneca warned against dependence on luck because it weakens responsibility. The Stoic knows that self-reliance is the truest form of security. A prepared person does not fear bad fortune because they are not defined by outcome. Luck is not a reward, it is a reflection. It reveals who has done the invisible work. When life presents an opening, it does not ask if you are ready. It simply exposes whether you are. The Stoic trains to be ready long before the test arrives. They study, they endure, they correct. When the opportunity comes, it feels natural, inevitable. The untrained call it luck because they cannot see the preparation that created it. The Stoic treats every day as rehearsal for the unexpected. They prepare not for a specific event, but for all events. This preparation is both physical and mental. The body is trained through hardship, the mind is trained through reflection, the soul is trained through restraint. Together, they form a person who can face anything without collapse. Readiness is built from routine. Preparation also means understanding limitations. The Stoic examines their weaknesses without judgment. They correct what can be corrected and accept what cannot. This balance between humility and control is the essence of wisdom. To ignore one's flaws is blindness. To obsess over them is paralysis. Preparation requires honest assessment and deliberate correction. Each refinement becomes strength. Opportunity favors those who can move without hesitation. The Stoic eliminates hesitation through clarity. They decide in advance who they are and what they stand for. When the moment comes to act, they do not debate with emotion. They act from identity. Preparation creates decisiveness. Decisiveness creates momentum. Momentum creates results that others mistake for luck. The disciplined person understands that opportunity often appears disguised as challenge. The difficulty that breaks the unprepared becomes the proving ground for the trained. What looks like misfortune is often the moment that reveals skill. Preparation transforms adversity into advantage. The Stoic sees struggle not as interruption, but as initiation. Every environment rewards those who are ready for its demands. The Stoic does not wish for easier conditions. They prepare for stronger performance. Life rewards adaptability. Adaptability is built through continuous testing. The more conditions one can endure, the fewer limits they possess. The person who trains under pressure expands the range of what is possible. Preparation also means emotional discipline. The Stoic trains not only to act well, but to remain composed when opportunity arrives. Many fail when success comes because they are unprepared for its weight. Fortune exposes character as much as failure does. The person who cannot handle praise will not handle power. Preparation is the foundation of humility. The modern world celebrates speed. The Stoic values precision. Preparation is the art of deliberate pace. It resists the temptation to rush. It demands thoroughness and care. A person who prepares deeply can move quickly when it matters because they have removed uncertainty in advance. Slowness in training becomes speed in execution. Every opportunity in life requires capacity. Capacity is not built overnight. It is the result of years of preparation, reading, reflecting, practicing, failing, improving. Those who prepare in obscurity are rarely recognized until the moment they are needed. When the world calls their name, they are ready. Those who did not prepare search for excuses. The Stoic does not need excuses. they have preparation. The unprepared often envy the prepared. They see results and call them luck. They overlook the years of discipline behind them. The stoic does not envy, they emulate. They study excellence not with jealousy, but with analysis. They ask, how did this person prepare? What habits made this outcome possible? In this way, they turn admiration into education. Preparation protects against fear. The unknown terrifies those who have not rehearsed uncertainty. The stoic accepts fear as natural, but refuses to be ruled by it. They prepare by facing discomfort intentionally. Cold, hunger, solitude, fatigue. These are not punishments, but training. The more one experiences voluntarily, the less one fears involuntary hardship. Seneca believed that fortune tests the prepared to refine them. The stoic sees every trial as confirmation of readiness. If hardship arrives, it is proof that one is capable of meeting it. Fate is not cruel, it is instructional. Each challenge is an opportunity to demonstrate self-command. Preparation turns suffering into practice. To live well is to be ready for anything. The stoic trains for both success and loss. They do not cling to either. They understand that life alternates between both constantly. Preparation is not a guarantee of comfort, it is a guarantee of steadiness. The person who prepares is unshaken by change. They are rooted in discipline, not in expectation. The difference between the ordinary and the extraordinary often lies in how they use their time. The stoic does not wait for urgency to begin acting. They use quiet periods as the laboratory of preparation. When opportunity comes, they are already in motion. To the untrained, it seems sudden. To the disciplined, it feels overdue. Preparation builds confidence. Confidence is not arrogance. It is familiarity with difficulty. The prepared mind has rehearsed hardship enough to no longer fear it. This confidence allows calm even under pressure. The stoic acts with composure because they have already experienced the worst in their imagination. They are never surprised by difficulty. To be prepared is to have structure. The stoic organizes their time, environment, and attention to align with their aims. Chaos weakens focus, structure strengthens it. They keep their surroundings simple, their mind clear, their goals visible. In simplicity, they move with speed. In order, they find power. Preparation is an act of faith in the self. It assumes that when the moment arrives, one will be ready. This faith is not hope. It is trust built from repetition. Every completed routine, every finished task, every disciplined day strengthens belief. Over time, this belief becomes unshakable. The stoic does not need luck. They have earned readiness. Luck is not the gift of fate, but the intersection of discipline and timing. Those who prepare continuously create their own good fortune. They cannot control opportunity, but they can ensure that when it appears, they are capable of meeting it fully. To the stoic, this is real luck, the merging of preparation and presence. Opportunity often comes disguised as inconvenience. The stoic prepares by training perception. They learn to see possibility inside disruption. A delay becomes extra practice. A failure becomes data. A rejection becomes redirection. In this way, nothing is wasted. Every outcome contributes to mastery. Those who depend on luck gamble with their future. Those who prepare build it. The stoic invests in discipline because it always yields return. Every act of readiness accumulates like compound interest. Years later, it appears as overnight success. But it was never luck. It was patience multiplied by preparation. To prepare is to honor time. The stoic uses time as currency, not decoration. They do not spend it idly. They invest it in growth. Time and effort combined create inevitability. What others call luck is simply the visible face of inevitability revealed at the right moment. The Stoic also knows that preparation is never finished. To believe oneself ready is to begin declining. Continuous refinement keeps the mind sharp and humble. Complacency is the death of progress. Each success must be treated as a starting point for deeper mastery. The prepared mind evolves without end. The modern idea of luck often leads to passivity. People wait for things to happen to them instead of preparing to meet them. The Stoic rejects this. They do not wait, they build. They understand that what appears random in life often aligns perfectly with effort. Luck is the intersection of readiness and circumstance. Seneca taught that fortune assists the bold. Boldness, however, without preparation is recklessness. True boldness comes from competence. It is the confidence to act because one has trained for the moment. The Stoic prepares so that courage is not blind. Every decisive action is backed by invisible labor. To prepare is to respect reality. The Stoic accepts that control is partial, outcomes uncertain, and effort essential. They do not pray for ease, they plan for endurance. Preparation turns uncertainty into ground for advantage. Every setback becomes data for the next attempt. The mind grows resilient through repetition. Luck is nothing more than the moment when preparation finds its reflection in reality. Those who have trained see opportunity everywhere. Those who have not see only risk. The Stoic's advantage lies not in foresight, but in readiness. They do not predict, they adapt. The disciplined person is rarely surprised by fortune because they expect its arrival. They understand that when it comes, it must be met with skill, not excitement. Celebration comes later. The Stoic acts first, calmly and completely. Their preparation turns opportunity into outcome before the crowd has even noticed. To build a future of substance, one must prepare as if luck does not exist. Each day becomes a deliberate rehearsal for an unpredictable world. The Stoic trains in thought, movement, patience, and restraint. When the rare moment of fortune arrives, they do not fumble it, they fulfill it. Luck rewards those who no longer depend on it. Preparation is the purest expression of faith in action. It says that the future will come, and that when it does, you will meet it ready. The Stoic does not ask for luck, they prepare to deserve it. And when opportunity and preparation converge, the world calls it luck. The Stoic calls it justice. Seneca said, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." The Stoic understood that most pain originates not from the world, but from the mind's interpretation of it. People invent their own suffering long before anything has actually occurred. They play tragedies in their thoughts, worry about what may never happen, and create fear from fiction. The disciplined person recognizes this as the first battlefield. To master life, one must first master imagination. The mind that exaggerates threat loses peace. The mind that observes reality as it is gains control. Fear multiplies in the absence of understanding. The Stoic trains perception to separate fact from interpretation. When something painful occurs, they analyze it rather than react. What exactly has happened? What part of this can I influence? What part is outside control? These questions transform panic into clarity. The untrained mind imagines infinite outcomes and suffers in each of them. The trained mind faces one reality at a time. Much of life's turmoil comes from expectation. People build fantasies of how things should be, then call it suffering when reality disagrees. The Stoic refuses to be governed by imaginary standards. They judge events not by preference, but by principle. To see clearly is to live calmly. Once the imagination is disciplined, suffering loses its grip. Pain may remain, but panic dissolves. Seneca's insight exposes how much of modern life is consumed by false urgency. People fear loss before they have it. They fear failure before they attempt anything. They replay conversations that never happened and imagine disasters that never will. The Stoic recognizes this as wasted life. Worry is time spent rehearsing defeat. Preparation is time spent rehearsing discipline. The wise choose the latter. The imagination can destroy or strengthen depending on its direction. The Stoic trains it toward visualization of virtue. They imagine endurance in hardship, patience in provocation, and composure in chaos. This form of imagination builds readiness. The same mind that once created suffering now becomes the source of stability. The disciplined imagination becomes an ally instead of an enemy. When a person learns to distinguish between thought and event, they begin to live deliberately. Reaction becomes response. Emotion becomes information. The Stoic views every disturbance as a signal, proof that the mind is still capable of growth. The goal is not numbness, but understanding. Each emotion offers data about attachment, fear, and desire. Once understood, it can no longer rule behavior. The untrained mind is addicted to prediction. It attempts to live in the future, to control what cannot yet be seen. The Stoic brings the mind back to the present, where strength actually operates. They see that worry about tomorrow weakens today's discipline. By focusing on what can be done now, they regain control of life. Reality is manageable. Imagination without restraint is not. Seneca also wrote, "As is a tale, so is life. Not how long it is, but how good it is what matters." This is the second truth of the disciplined existence. Length of time is irrelevant without depth of quality. The Stoic measures life not in years, but in virtue. A long life filled with confusion and distraction is shorter in value than a brief life lived with awareness and purpose. Modern society confuses duration with success. People measure achievement by longevity rather than integrity. The Stoic sees life as a story written by choice, not by length. The question is not how many years are lived, but how clearly they were lived. Quality is measured by alignment between principle and action. Each day, lived consciously adds substance to the narrative of existence. The disciplined person values brevity when it is filled with meaning. They do not chase endless continuation. They chase excellence in the time given. Death is not the opposite of life. It is part of it. The Stoic faces mortality without fear, because they have already focused on what matters most, living well. When life is measured by depth of virtue, not years survived, fear of ending loses power. Zeno of Citium, the founder of Stoicism, said, "Well-being is attained little by little, and nevertheless is no little thing itself." The Stoic path is built from small, consistent acts of order. There are no miracles in character development. The modern world demands quick transformation, but wisdom grows incrementally. Each deliberate choice builds the foundation of well-being. Progress is invisible until it becomes inevitable. Many abandon discipline because they underestimate small steps. They believe improvement must be dramatic to be real. The Stoic knows that every decision, every restraint, every moment of clarity compounds over time. Strength of will, patience, and calm are built in quiet repetitions. The mind learns to resist chaos by facing it daily in small doses. This gradual training creates stability that cannot be shaken. To build a life of quality, one must accept the slow architecture of growth. The Stoic wakes each morning prepared to refine the self slightly more than yesterday. They do not seek perfection, they seek direction. Progress, however small, is the proof of commitment. Over years, this daily refinement becomes mastery. The Stoics' idea of well-being is not comfort. It is alignment between thought and action. It is the feeling of integrity when principle guides every decision. External success may fluctuate, but internal harmony remains constant. This harmony is the highest form of wealth. It cannot be purchased or inherited. It must be earned through repetition and discipline. The person who learns to suffer less in imagination gains freedom. The person who measures life by depth gains peace. The person who improves little by little gains permanence. These three insights form the core of Stoic living. Together, they create resilience, the ability to remain unbroken in a world of uncertainty. To suffer less in imagination, one must learn to pause. The Stoic practices observation before reaction. They delay judgment. This simple pause breaks the chain between event and panic. A single breath, taken with awareness, separates clarity from confusion. Each pause reinforces control. The more one practices it, the shorter the distance between disturbance and composure. Life, like a tale, is defined by structure, not length. The Stoic writes each chapter intentionally. They are the author of their actions, not the victim of their circumstances. When they face hardship, they treat it as a plot twist, not an ending. When they experience success, they remain humble, knowing the story continues. The narrative of a disciplined life is one of coherence, each action serving the theme of virtue. Well-being, as Zeno taught, requires patience with the process. The Stoic learns to enjoy the practice itself. Each day becomes its own reward. To live well is not to chase happiness, but to perform right action regardless of outcome. Happiness may come or not. Meaning always remains. True well-being is found in steady purpose. The modern mind suffers because it wants instant results. The Stoic accepts gradual change. The fruit of discipline ripens slowly but lasts longer. Each small improvement is a declaration of strength. The person who masters this patience becomes unshakable because they no longer depend on rapid success for satisfaction. When imagination is disciplined, fear diminishes. When fear diminishes, energy returns. That energy can then be used for creation, learning, and refinement. The Stoic uses that recovered energy to strengthen principle. What once fueled anxiety now fuels mastery. The same imagination that tormented becomes a source of vision. Many people fear time itself. They count the years as a threat rather than as material to work with. The Stoic reverses this. Time is not an enemy, but an ally when used wisely. A single focused year of deliberate living can outweigh decades of distraction. The value of time is determined by attention, not quantity. The Stoic approach to life removes illusions layer by layer. First, the illusion of control over external events. Second, the illusion that fear protects us. Third, the illusion that duration equals meaning. What remains after these illusions are gone is clarity. The person who sees clearly no longer seeks luck or miracles. They seek order. Order produces calm. Calm produces endurance. Endurance produces depth. The cycle repeats. The Stoic builds their life through this unbroken pattern. It is slow, steady, and certain. The result is a mind that cannot be easily disturbed and a life that cannot be easily wasted. When Seneca said we suffer in imagination, he was describing the root of human weakness. When he said life's value is determined by quality, he was describing the cure. When Zeno said well-being is achieved little by little, he was describing the path. These are not separate ideas. They form a single discipline. See clearly, live deliberately, and grow patiently. The Stoic wakes each day aware that imagination will test them. Fear will attempt to intrude. Doubt will whisper. But each time they resist these internal storms, they grow stronger. They do not wait for perfect peace. They cultivate it in fragments. Each moment of awareness is victory. To live well is to live intentionally. The Stoic defines success not by comfort, but by alignment with principle. A day lived with integrity is a complete story, regardless of outcome. The disciplined mind no longer measures progress by external results, but by internal order. This order becomes their sanctuary. Those who spend their lives fearing imagined pain die having never lived. Those who focus on the quality of their choices leave behind a legacy of meaning. Those who grow little by little achieve a form of greatness that cannot be rushed. The Stoic sees all of this as one continuous motion, the transformation of potential into peace. Well-being does not arrive suddenly. It emerges gradually through the consistent correction of thought. Each day offers a new lesson, a new adjustment. The disciplined person accepts this rhythm. They do not demand speed, they demand precision. Progress made without noise endures. The person who commands imagination no longer fears the unknown. The person who values quality over length no longer fears death. The person who grows patiently no longer fears delay. These are the quiet victories that build a Stoic life. Each victory removes one more chain from the mind. The ultimate freedom lies in seeing reality as it is and acting according to principle regardless of feeling. The Stoic who lives this way does not need to measure success by outcome. They measure it by composure. Life becomes a clean rhythm of effort and acceptance. Imagination serves vision instead of fear. A year, a decade, a lifetime, all are made of moments. The quality of those moments determines the quality of existence. The Stoic builds each moment carefully with awareness, restraint, and discipline. This is how a good life is written, not in its length, but in its clarity. The tale may end, but the virtue remains. Who you will be is already forming in the small corrections you make today, the fear you resist, the patience you practice, the principle you uphold. Each adds a line to the story. The Stoic does not dream of a better life. They build it, little by little, in the space between imagination and reality. Heraclitus wrote, "No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it is not the same river, and he is not the same man." This single truth explains both the flow of life and the evolution of the self. Everything changes. The world shifts beneath our feet, and we change with it. The person you were a year ago no longer exists. What remains is a continuation, an echo carried forward by habit, memory, and decision. The Stoic understands that life is a river of constant transformation. To resist that movement is to drown in the current. To flow with it consciously is to master it. Each day alters the landscape of the mind. New experiences carve new channels of thought, and old assumptions erode. The disciplined person accepts this impermanence as natural. Change is not disruption, it is the process of becoming. The question is not whether you will change, but how deliberately you will do it. To move forward without awareness is to drift. To move forward with examination is to evolve. Socrates said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." The Stoic interprets this not as condemnation, but as instruction. Without examination, life becomes mechanical. The person drifts from task to task, reacting instead of choosing, surviving instead of living. Self-examination turns existence into direction. It transforms routine into practice. The Stoic studies the self as a philosopher studies nature, methodically, honestly, without denial. Each reflection exposes the distance between principle and behavior. In closing that distance, wisdom grows. To To examine the self requires courage. It is not comfortable to confront contradictions or weakness. Most people distract themselves to avoid this confrontation. The Stoic walks into it willingly. They know that awareness is the first act of control. What is seen can be shaped. What remains unseen controls silently. The disciplined mind faces its own reflection without pride or shame, only precision. They do not ask whether they are good, but whether they are honest. Aristotle wrote, "Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom." Knowledge of the self is not a destination. It is an endless process of refinement. Each moment of self-awareness adjusts perception, behavior, and value. The Stoic uses this awareness as the foundation for decision. Without self-knowledge, every action becomes random. With it, every act becomes deliberate. To know yourself is to remove confusion from the will. Identity is not static, it is sculpted daily. The Stoic understands that character is the sum of repeated choices. Every decision either sharpens or dulls that sculpture. The person who lives consciously notices these changes. They adjust, they refine. They hold themselves to the standard of their own ideal, not the shifting opinions of the crowd. In this constant refinement lies the art of becoming. Heraclitus saw reality as perpetual motion. The Stoic sees character the same way. You are not a fixed being. You are a current of actions, habits, and thoughts. Every habit either strengthens integrity or erodes it. The disciplined person takes control of this current. They do not allow old patterns to decide new outcomes. They live in alignment with chosen principle, not inherited behavior. Socrates said, "Be as you wish to seem." This is the bridge between thought and action. Many people want to appear virtuous, disciplined, wise, but few do the work to become so. The Stoic refuses this illusion. They pursue authenticity over appearance. To be as you wish to seem means to make reality match aspiration. It demands congruence. When the internal matches the external, the mind becomes calm. There is no performance, no mask, no conflict, only integrity. The examined life is the only path to self-command. Without reflection, improvement becomes impossible. The Stoic reviews each day as a craftsman inspects their work. They look for flaws, not to condemn, but to correct. Progress is built on honesty. Each insight becomes a tool. Over time, these tools build character strong enough to endure anything. To know oneself fully, one must observe not only thought, but reaction. How does the mind respond to failure, to praise, to loss, to comfort? These reactions reveal values more honestly than words ever could. The Stoic uses them as data. If anger arises quickly, patience must be strengthened. If praise excites too much, humility must be reinforced. The self is a system to be tuned daily. The world changes constantly, and so does the person who observes it. The Stoic sees change not as decay, but as opportunity. To step into each new moment as a new version of oneself is the highest form of adaptation. The person who resists change becomes brittle. The person who adapts consciously remains powerful. Flexibility is not weakness. It is intelligence in motion. Examination leads to detachment. When one understands the self deeply, they stop identifying with temporary emotions. Anger, fear, pride, all become signals, not identity. The Stoic observes these without being owned by them. They understand that emotions are weather, not climate. The unexamined life is storm without forecast. The examined life is navigation through weather with clarity. The path of knowing oneself is long because it has no end. The Stoic commits to it as a lifelong discipline. Each phase of life reveals new aspects of the mind. Youth tests impulse, Adulthood tests endurance, age tests acceptance. Wisdom emerges from passing these tests with awareness. The person who reflects grows lighter with each year because ignorance falls away. Self-knowledge is not self-indulgence. It is not endless introspection detached from action. The Stoic examines to act better, not to think more. Reflection without movement becomes stagnation. Understanding must translate into execution. The examined life is a life of decisive, clear action, born from inner order. The modern world encourages distraction over reflection. It rewards appearance over authenticity. The Stoic walks in the opposite direction. They do not fear solitude or silence because they use both to know themselves. They understand that wisdom requires withdrawal from noise. Only in quiet can one hear the voice of reason clearly. Heraclitus reminds us that even when we revisit the same places, they are changed, and so are we. Memory deceives by pretending that life can be repeated. The Stoic knows that every moment is original. To act carelessly is to waste it. Awareness of impermanence creates urgency for excellence. The person who understands change acts with precision because they know the chance will not come again. The examined mind becomes adaptable. When external conditions shift, they adjust quickly because they are not bound to identity as a fixed idea. They are committed to principle, not personality. This flexibility allows resilience. The unexamined cling to outdated selves. The examined shed them naturally. Growth becomes continuous instead of forced. Aristotle's insight that self-knowledge begins wisdom explains why ignorance feels chaotic. Without understanding one's motives, desires, and fears, decisions become erratic. The Stoic studies their motives as a scientist studies cause and effect. Each discovery simplifies life. The fewer illusions one carries, the stronger one becomes. Simplicity is the byproduct of understanding. To live an examined life is to become aware of time's motion. The Stoic measures not how long they live, but how clearly. Each reflection reclaims wasted energy. Each correction sharpens focus. The mind becomes a tool of direction rather than distraction. In this clarity, purpose takes root. To be as you wish to seem requires alignment between appearance and essence. Many pretend to virtues they do not practice. The Stoic reverses the equation. They practice until the virtues become natural, then let others perceive as they will. They are not concerned with reputation because integrity is internal. The honest life does not need witnesses. Each examination reveals an area to improve. This awareness does not create self-loathing, it creates discipline. The Stoic accepts imperfection as material for progress. To know weakness is to identify the next step in training. The person who avoids seeing their flaws delays growth indefinitely. Awareness, not denial, accelerates change. The river of life flows regardless of intention. The Stoic builds intention into that flow. They accept impermanence but choose direction. Change cannot be stopped, but it can be steered. The person who lives consciously navigates fate instead of being carried by it. This navigation is the essence of wisdom. The unexamined life is one of repetition. The examined life is one of evolution. Most people repeat emotions, mistakes, and fears because they never study their patterns. The Stoic breaks this cycle by confronting the source. Each insight frees energy previously trapped in confusion. This energy is then redirected into purposeful action. The pursuit of self-knowledge transforms failure into teacher. Mistakes no longer define the person, they refine them. Each error reveals structure. Each recovery strengthens resilience. The examined mind uses every outcome as feedback. The unexamined mind repeats the same error and calls it fate. To step into the same river twice is impossible, but one can step into it wiser. The Stoic carries memory as instruction, not as burden. The past is not to be relived, but to be studied. Experience becomes data for better action. The person who learns this no longer regrets, they recalibrate. Self-examination builds coherence between thought and behavior. This coherence radiates calm. The person who knows themselves is not easily manipulated because they recognize external influence immediately. They are not seduced by trends or fears because their compass is internal. The examined life creates stability in a chaotic world. Authenticity is the reward of examination. When you know who you are, you no longer need to prove it. The Stoic moves quietly through life with certainty. They do not need applause to confirm identity. Their peace is earned through alignment between who they are and who they choose to be. Heraclitus, Aristotle, and Socrates all point toward the same truth. Wisdom is awareness in motion. Change without awareness is chaos. Awareness without change is stagnation. The Stoic unites both, living consciously within constant transformation. They do not fear the river. They navigate it with composure. The examined life does not promise comfort, but it promises clarity. Clarity brings peace because confusion ends. When the Stoic knows themselves, they no longer seek control over others. They no longer chase validation. They become complete in command of the self. This is the foundation of freedom. Every year, every decision, every reflection reshapes the person. The Stoic accepts this as nature's design. Who you will be next year is determined by the honesty you practice now. Examination is preparation for transformation. Self-knowledge is the architecture of destiny. To live as you wish to seem is to align vision and action. To know yourself is to understand what must change. To accept change is to become timeless in a changing world. This is the Stoic art of becoming. It is not loud, but it is powerful. It is not fast, but it is permanent. Who you will be is not hidden in the future. It is forming in the clarity of your awareness today. Every reflection is a step into a new river. Every act of honesty renews the self. The Stoic does not chase identity. They construct it consciously, knowing that wisdom begins, as Aristotle said, with knowing oneself. Plato said, "The beginning is the most important part of the work." The Stoic understands this as the foundation of all discipline. Every life, every transformation, every achievement begins not with a grand event, but with a single moment of clarity. The beginning sets direction, and direction determines destiny. Most people underestimate beginnings because they seem small, but the Stoic knows that small beginnings contain immense power. The first step defines the path. The first habit defines the mind. The beginning is where identity is planted. Beginnings require awareness. They demand decision. To start without understanding why is to move without aim. The Stoic begins with purpose, an internal declaration of what will be built and why it matters. Without this clarity, even effort becomes chaos. The disciplined person pauses before motion. They align intention with principle. When they begin completely. Every life is shaped by the quality of its beginnings. The Stoic approaches each new endeavor with the same reverence a builder shows the foundation of a structure. They know that what is unstable in the beginning will collapse under pressure. Therefore, they begin with strength through order, preparation, and self-command. Plato's insight is not about the start of a project. It is about the start of a mindset. A new beginning is not merely an external act, but an internal shift. The Stoic does not wait for permission to change. They understand that every day offers a chance to begin again with higher standards. To begin is to recommit. To recommit is to re-establish control over the self. The disciplined person begins often, not because they are inconsistent, but because they are constantly refining direction. Aristotle wrote, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. The Stoic sees this as a law of nature. Repetition is destiny. Each action, however small, leaves an imprint on the character. Excellence is not achieved through inspiration, but through consistency. It is built in quiet hours when no one watches. The mind, body, and spirit are sculpted through repetition until virtue becomes automatic. Habits form identity. The Stoic does not rely on emotion to act. They rely on structure. They create systems that align with their highest values. Each repetition is an act of reinforcement. Each disciplined choice deepens integrity. Over time, this repetition transforms potential into power. The person who acts with discipline daily no longer needs motivation. They are carried by momentum. Excellence, as Aristotle taught, is not the result of a single performance, but the accumulation of thousands of deliberate repetitions. The Stoic trains for mastery by treating every task as practice. Whether great or small, every action is done with care. Quality becomes a way of being. To neglect details is to neglect destiny. Excellence is built from precision, not intensity. Habits determine who we become. The undisciplined person repeats avoidance, comfort, and distraction until those repetitions form identity. The disciplined person repeats focus, effort, and restraint until those repetitions form mastery. There is no neutrality in habit. Every action either strengthens or weakens the self. The Stoic chooses with awareness because they understand that choice compounds. Character, as Plato said, is destiny. It is the invisible force that determines the outcome of life. Circumstance can shape opportunity, but character shapes response. Two people can face the same event. One breaks, the other endures. The difference lies in character. The Stoic invests in this inner fortress because they know that fate cannot destroy what is self-controlled. Character is not inherited. It is built through daily discipline. Each choice reinforces the structure of the self. Every time a person keeps their word, resists temptation, or confronts fear, they strengthen that structure. Over time, this structure becomes identity. The person who has built strong character no longer depends on external stability. They carry stability within. Plato's statement reveals a profound truth. Destiny is not mystery, but accumulation. The Stoic does not wait to see what fate brings. They create fate through character. When a person becomes disciplined, fate bends around their decisions. The external world remains unpredictable, but the inner world becomes unshakable. That inner stability redirects the current of events. Beginnings and habits are inseparable. A strong beginning must evolve into consistent repetition, and repetition must preserve the integrity of the beginning. The Stoic revisits their foundation often to ensure that their actions still align with principle. This reflection keeps effort pure. Without it, repetition can become meaningless motion. Purpose must guide practice. Most people fail not because they lack ability, but because they underestimate the beginning. They begin carelessly, without full commitment. They start without discipline, and their effort collapses under fatigue. The Stoic avoids this mistake. They begin with full awareness, accepting the cost of excellence. Once they start, they continue. Once they commit, they endure. Aristotle's wisdom reminds us that character cannot be faked. Habit reveals truth. A person's true nature is found not in their statements, but in their patterns. The Stoic observes their patterns closely. They correct them when they drift from virtue. They know that consistency builds identity. Excellence is the consequence of daily correction. The Stoic treats each morning as a new beginning, not because yesterday failed, but because every day deserves intention. This daily renewal prevents complacency. It keeps the mind sharp and the will engaged. Routine becomes sacred, not mechanical. Through repetition with awareness, the ordinary becomes powerful. Excellence does not demand perfection. It demands persistence. The Stoic does not chase flawlessness. They chase improvement. Each repetition refines, polishes, and strengthens. Failure is treated as feedback. The person who practices deliberately never truly fails, because every outcome adds information to their process. Character grows strongest in adversity. It is easy to act with discipline when conditions are smooth. True strength is proven when discomfort arrives. The Stoic welcomes difficulty as a test of principle. Adversity does not weaken them. It reveals their level of preparation. The more they face resistance, the more their habits solidify. The disciplined person builds an inner architecture of excellence. Each thought, word, and act aligns toward the same direction. This alignment creates simplicity, the untrained scatter effort across countless desires. The Stoic channels energy into what matters most. They understand that scattered energy builds confusion, while focused repetition builds power. Beginnings require courage because they expose uncertainty. The Stoic steps into that uncertainty willingly. They do not wait for confidence. They create it through action. Each small success strengthens belief. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the decision to act despite it. Every beginning trains courage. Every repetition trains conviction. The Stoic sees excellence as a form of self-respect. To perform any task carelessly is to betray one's own potential. Whether sweeping a floor or leading a nation, the same principle applies. Do it with discipline. Quality is a reflection of integrity. The person who honors every action with excellence honors themselves. Habits extend beyond action into thought. The Stoic watches their mental repetitions as carefully as their physical ones. What one thinks repeatedly becomes the emotional landscape of life. Negative repetition breeds weakness. Constructive repetition breeds strength. The disciplined person guards the mind by cultivating habits of clarity and calm. Every new year, many speak of transformation, but few understand that transformation begins with repetition. A single decision repeated daily becomes identity. There is no need to predict the future. Your habits will reveal it. The Stoic asks not what will happen next year, but what they will practice today. Character determines how a person uses time. The undisciplined waste it through indecision. The disciplined shape it through order. Each moment becomes material for excellence. The Stoic treats time as sacred, using it deliberately to strengthen habit. Time invested in discipline compounds. Time spent in distraction disappears. The beginning of wisdom is recognizing the weight of the first step. The Stoic never takes it lightly. They understand that momentum is easier to maintain than to create. Therefore, they guard their beginnings from compromise. Once started correctly, every subsequent motion carries greater efficiency. Precision at the start multiplies power in the future. Plato's and Aristotle's teachings merge into one law. Excellence is not accidental. It begins with intention and endures through repetition. The Stoic embodies this by training every area of life, body, mind, and spirit, to act in harmony. Their habits form an unbroken chain of discipline that links beginnings to destiny. Character is the invisible current that moves life forward. Each decision either strengthens or weakens that current. The Stoic protects it by aligning action with principle daily. They know that destiny is not written by luck, but by repetition. Character writes the future in the same way water shapes stone, slowly, persistently, permanently. The disciplined person does not depend on motivation to maintain excellence. They depend on rhythm. Habit becomes the rhythm of mastery. Once this rhythm is built, progress becomes effortless. It no longer requires constant thought or persuasion. It becomes identity expressed through motion. Beginnings, habits, and character form a cycle. The Stoic begins with purpose, repeats with discipline, and refines through reflection. Each cycle raises the standard. Over time, this accumulation of small improvements builds a life of substance. The process is not dramatic, but unstoppable. Excellence cannot be borrowed or inherited. It must be earned through action. The Stoic earns it in silence, through the daily repetition of ordinary tasks done with care. They do not seek applause, because excellence is its own reward. Satisfaction comes from knowing that each day has honored principle. Plato said the beginning is most important because it contains the blueprint for what will follow. Aristotle completed the thought by explaining that repetition solidifies that blueprint into reality. Together, they describe the full path of transformation. Begin with purpose, repeat with precision, and embody the result through character. The Stoic sees destiny not as mystery, but as reflection. Life reflects the character that built it. Each moment is a mirror showing the sum of habits, the integrity of beginnings, and the direction of discipline. Who you will be is not hidden. It is revealed through repetition. To change the future, change the beginning. To preserve excellence, honor the habit. To secure destiny, protect the character. The person who begins consciously, practices relentlessly, and guards their character builds a life that no circumstance can corrupt. The Stoic does not chase destiny. They build it, one deliberate act at a time. Each beginning becomes a seed of mastery. Each repetition waters it. Each day lived with integrity brings it closer to fruition. Excellence is not a destination, but a continuous state of being. It is the alignment of purpose, repetition, and character. The Stoic knows this truth and lives it daily. The beginning is sacred, habit is strength, and character is fate. Who you will be is not decided later. It is decided now, in the discipline you practice and the beginnings you choose to honor.